Last time we looked at how to use the passive voice in an IELTS Task 1 process essay. Let's keep going with this process essay idea and check out the last two things we need to use to make a really great written process essay. So the three things we will use to make our process essay are going to be passive verbs, sequence connectors, and relative clauses. We already looked at passive verbs in the last podcast. So today, let's carry on and look at great sequence connectors and how to combine them with passive voice and relative clauses all in one sentence. And let's be clear, guys, the trick is to combine all three of these into one medium to long sentence, meaning about 15 to 25 words, if possible. First, let's look at sequence connectors. We can group our sequence connectors into two groups, ordering and adverbials. For ordering, we have words like first, second, and third. And for adverbials, we have words like then, next, before, and after that we can use at the beginning or even better in the middle of a sentence. Next, how about relative clauses? As you probably already know, these are clauses that give information about nouns, usually in subject or object position, in a sentence. They begin with little words called relative pronouns, or of which there are five: that, which, who, whom, and whose. We can also make adverbial relative clauses with where, when, and why. Now let's turn to an example. Let's keep looking at the banana chip example that we used in podcast 20. This time, let's try to make it better by adding some relative clauses and also using adverbial connectors in the middle of sentences. Using the adverbial connectors in the middle of a sentence is really a great trick and makes your writing sound a lot more mature. Okay, guys, so here's the original from podcast 20. The flowchart shows how banana chips are made. First, the bananas are peeled by a special machine, and then they are soaked in water. Next, the clean bananas are put into a chipping machine where they need to be sliced into thin chips. After this, they will be rinsed. Now, here's the new version from today's podcast. The flowchart shows how banana chips are made. First, the bananas are peeled by a special machine which inserts a cylindrical cutter into the banana before they are soaked in water. Next, the clean bananas are put into a chipping machine where they need to be sliced into thin chips. After this, they will be rinsed by a kind of shower that sprays them with water. So the new version uses, number one, a range of passive verbs. For example, are made, are peeled, are soaked, are put, need to be sliced, and will be rinsed. It also uses sequence connectors, such as first, before, next, and after this. And it also uses some relative clauses, beginning with which inserts, where they need, and that sprays. Okay. Okay, guys, so please definitely try to use these great techniques next time you write an IELTS process essay. If you need to know more about writing awesome IELTS tasks, please visit my website at www.goldcoastielts.com. I have podcasts, a blog, and all the Cambridge exams for you to practice online along with MP3s. See you next time.